Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing Binti by Nnedi Okorafor. The story was first published by Tor.com. This is a story about cultural difference, about identity, and about what it means to have a sense of self within a community. A main character is a 16-year-old girl who's incredibly gifted at maths, and so she gets accepted into a university which is in a different solar system. We find out that she's from a tribe, doesn't travel, has its roots in mysticism, but this is a mysticism that is rooted firmly in mathematics. It's a tribe that covers up its own identity, where the people cover up their skin with clay, so their real skin isn't revealed. What works really well with this is we have this layering of otherness, this layering of alienation. We have our protagonist. She's a part of this tribe. This tribe is seen as a bit of an anomaly within its planet, bit of an oddity, bit of a strange culture. She's the first person from this tribe to ever get accepted to this university. And when she actually decides to take up the invite to go, she becomes alienated from her family, from her tribe. And so we get this otherness from the wider society. We get the otherness of the main character. And then the key thing of the story is that she goes onto a ship to travel to this university and everybody gets killed by aliens. Now, these aliens are called the Medusae, and they're essentially like jellyfish. And I think this is where the story kind of goes downhill for me a little bit. Because we started off with this really interesting discussion about culture, about politics, about life, about identity. And then it essentially becomes a locked room horror story for quite a while. And in the middle section, the plot kind of jumps around a little bit. We learn, for example, that all the friends she's made on this trip have been killed. That she's the only survivor. Were these friends established? No. We get her mourning for their loss, but we don't have the journey of her making friends with them. We don't have any attachment to these people. And I think maybe a few paragraphs, a few pages extra on this story to kind of establish those friendships a bit more would have made it a much better story. Now, once the horror elements kind of dissipate, Binti realises that she's got this ancestral object that she's inherited that she can use to talk to the aliens. And so this turns from being a story about identity, about finding your way in the world, to a story about horror and being frightened of the other, to a story about outreach. And again, there are elements of this that I think are really well done, really good. The ending left me feeling a little bit flat. Now, those who follow me on Goodreads will see that I gave this story 4 stars. Overall, this isn't a 4-star story, but I felt that the beginning was so strong, so interesting, so intriguing, that there's definitely hints of brilliance there. I think what the author does really well is convey a sense of mood and a sense of cultural priorities that are different to my own. So as I say, a bit of a weird one. The plotting's actually quite weak, but there's a lot in the story to really enjoy. Have you read it? What did you think? Let me know. I'm on Twitter. It's at JL Cronshaw. You can also tweet the show at ShortSFReview. You can also friend me on Facebook and Goodreads. It's John Cronshaw. That's John without an H. So it's JONCRONSHAW. You can also check out my website, which is johncronshaw.com. I've posted past episodes of the show onto there, plus some of my own short fiction. And if you really enjoy this show, please do recommend it to a friend and leave a review on the podcast platform of your choice. So until next time, cheerio.